W.C. White, to Burden, October 6, 1907. Sanitarium, Napa County, California. October 6, 1907. Elder Burden, Loma Linda, California. Dear Brother, this morning I received your letter of September 30th. Mother has just read it. She requested me to write at once to Elder Warren, urging him to hasten his return. She requested me to write to Elder Cottrell, suggesting that he visit Southern California very soon. I will send you copies of these letters. It is truly encouraging to see how the field is opening up before your field workers. How glad I am that Sister Starr is invited to take such a prominent part in the conventions of the W. I think, in view of what you have written about this field work, that we shall feel free to encourage Sister Margaret Caro to come down and join you. We are deeply pained at what we hear about the confusion which is coming into the work in Southern California. Yesterday we read copy of Elder Reeser's letter to you, proposing that he withdraw absolutely from all sanitarium board work and asking you to take up the responsibilities of the work at Glendale. This I have sent to Elder Cottrell, along with Elder Reeser's last letter to me. I am very glad that Dr. and Mrs. Cummings have been secured for service in Southern California. I think it would be a pity to put him out alone in work among the churches, at a time when there is so much confusion. Can you not arrange it for him and Elder Warren to work together? And would it not be well for you to work some with him? Certainly it will be wise for you to fortify him well, with a correct understanding of the situation before he goes out to meet the confusion in the churches. With this, I will send you copy of a letter written by Elder Daniels to Elder Cottrell regarding his attendance at the October convention. I will also send you copy of my reply. Regarding the fears which some of our brethren entertain that Mother has been influenced in writing recent testimonies regarding the work in Southern California by the reports I have brought to her, I would say to them all that nothing can be further from the truth. Many of the most pointed things she has written were written before my return from Southern California. Since my return, I have been most careful in what I have said to Mother about the meetings. First, saying as little as I could. Second, presenting as many encouraging features as I could. This, not for a fear that what I might say would influence her testimony, but because I believe it is right for me to present to her all the encouragements that can be presented as a means of cheering her heart and helping her faith that there is a way out of the difficulties. I am satisfied that I have told Mother much less about the Los Angeles meeting than has Elder Cottrell. He was here and had a good visit with Mother. If the time has come that God cannot trust His messenger to bear a straightforward statement regarding what they have witnessed, I believe He has resources and wisdom to choose another messenger. Praying the Lord to give you grace and guidance, I am. Yours very truly, W. C. White.